Yeah, this year has been, as my dad has said, the most difficult year he's experienced in 40 years of farming. This is really worse than last year's drought. It's really worse than 1993 flooding. It's worse than the farm crisis of the 1980s because he says, I've never not planted a crop in May. And this year that's been the case where most of our crop has been planted in June, and we still have probably 20-25% of our soybeans left to plant, and we will have many acres of cornfields that will not be planted at all. We will have to take preventative plant insurance on them.
You know, and it's so frustrating because the market is there. The market has never been stronger, but it's so frustrating because you can't get the crop in the ground, let alone, you know, get it to flourish. I mean, that has to be just very frustrating.
Yeah, it is. We've had lots of sleepless nights, and there's a lot of frustration things, but a lot of things that are outside of your control. It really just started with a very wet April, and then we had the snowfall in May. Then we had a brief window in mid-May to plant some, and then we've had the monsoon-like rains basically ever since late May through this early June period. So it's just been very difficult. And if you don't have a crop planted, you don't have anything to sell next year, and it makes generating income very difficult.
Soybeans are a little different than corn, too, because they're very susceptible when it's this wet, if you get them in the ground and if they emerge. When it's this wet, they're also very susceptible to all kinds of diseases that can still steal your crop.
Yeah, that's right. Soybeans tend to not like what we call wet feet. That means we don't want wet soil conditions for the roots, and it is very susceptible to various soil funguses and other diseases that can really hurt that plant and its productivity potential. Where corn may be able to adapt a little bit better in some of those cases, but you know, that's certainly a challenge. But soybeans, we can plant those later in the year and still produce a decent crop, where corn, really you have to get it planted early.
I would assume that a lot of that corn that's not, that didn't get planted, I mean, we're done with corn, is maybe, can those acres be planted into soybeans then if they decide not to take the non-perill?
Yeah, typically most farmers will probably switch about, I think historically, will switch about half of their unplanted corn acres back to soybeans because the planting window or the growing cycle window is really longer. So some guys will do that, but really if you crunch the numbers, especially at this stage of the game in mid-June, soybeans are also going to be impacted and not yield as well during this later planting period. So you run the numbers and you look at your crop insurance policy, and in some cases you might be better off just taking the insurance and seeding it down to some kind of a grass cover, and then doing it again next year, and hopefully things will work out better. But none of those options are good options. None of those options are options farmers want. They want to plant a crop. They want to plant it on time, and they want to harvest a crop. It's certainly unprecedented in Iowa. You don't see this in Iowa, in the heart of the corn and soybean production region. So, you know, depending on how widespread this ends up being, which you do hear reports that it has been fairly widespread in pockets, you know, it could affect the feed availability, livestock feed for next year, which then in turn can affect prices for meat and other things at the retail and consumer level. So this could have ripple effects, and it's probably effects that you won't see immediately.